Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. So when we're talking about nature, and we're talking about honoring the environment, we're talking about cleaning and respecting our neighborhood, we're talking about how we are able to become more practical in our proactive understanding of contributing to making the world better, making our earth more friendly as far as the nature is concerned, and really becoming, as I just said, friends of nature. And when we look at the ahadith from Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, we can understand that in numerous ways, in different angles, you know, from different sides. You know, we can understand it from the side of israf, we can understand it from the side of amana, we can understand it from the side of khalifatullah fil ardh. We can understand it from different angles, but it all contributes to that one important goal and objective that we need to have, and that is that we be good in preserving what it is that is around us, because we are going to benefit. If I keep the environment clean, I will benefit. If I stay away from wasting, I will benefit. If I make sure that, you know, if I do cut down a tree, I plant other trees, I will benefit. And all these other things that I'm very sure my dear brothers and sisters already know about. So there's no need for me to, you know, speak to you about, you know, what the benefit of having trees are, or what the dangers of, you know, ruining an ecosystem is. And all these other things, I'm very sure everyone knows about them. But I think another thing, which is exactly why Ayatollah Sheikh Jawadi Amuli mentions this in the last chapter of this part, is that when we respect these things, when we honor these things, when we expand on the natural kind of environment around us, and we plant trees, and we have more forests and parks and all these other things, it's going to generate a lot of good results that we will benefit from. Financially, we can benefit from tourism when people are going to be visiting this natural park. As far as us visiting nature, you know, when we are reconnecting back with nature, you know, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, the Quran says, go out and see the earth and see how other civilizations were before you, and have a look at the history of these areas, you know. And there are many verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this regard. قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَأَ الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا أَوْ آذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. So when you are going to be benefiting from nature, when you are going to be benefiting from the skills that you acquire when you engage with nature, when you're camping, when you are learning how to build a shelter, when you learn how to start a small fire to heat yourself or to cook with, and all these other good things, you know, it's all a part of nature. When you destroy that, you're going to be living in concrete. You won't have those pleasures of these things anymore. And that's why there are many financial benefits as well.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرون دماغ و صاحب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم صاحب داره. دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree.
محیط زیست نگه سالم نگه داره این دقل ثواب داره.
There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
وقتی میخوای کشاورزی کنی یه قدر گندم بگیر رو به قبله بیست این دعا رو بخون این هم همون امام گفته دیگه.
When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned.
تو نظام اسلامی این جلد دوم جاش خالی.
We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
When you're reading about the history of, for example, this ancient civilization, which is a part of nature, which has now become molded itself and become a part of nature. From a tourist perspective, many financial gains as well. Important thing, I think, here in this discussion is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and this is why the verse says, قل سيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين من قبل. Go out and see the earth. See the earth and find out how was the outcome, how was the ending of those civilizations before you. And there are two verses in that regard as well. Contributing, we spoke about that. We spoke about being a part of nature. And we also spoke in previous episodes about not isolating yourself. And that's an important point that is mentioned here from hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen, from Uthman ibn Mad'un radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who said in regards to how religion wants you to be a part of nature, wants you to be a part of society, doesn't want you to become isolated and secluded. جاء عثمان بن مضعون إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله فقال يا رسول الله أو رسول الله قد غلبني حديث النفس ولم أحدث شيئا حتى استأمرتك قال بما حدثتك نفسك يا عثمان قال هممت أن أسيح في الأرض. He says, this is what he's saying. He came to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله and he said, أو رسول الله I feel like secluding myself. And of course I don't do anything unless I want to speak with you. And of course Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what is it that your nafs is telling you to do? He said, hamamtu an asiha fil ard. Then he said, I want to go out and live in the nature. You know, I want to live by myself. I want to live a monastic life, for example, all by myself. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, he said, فَلَا تَسِحْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَإِنَّ سِيَاحَةُ أُمَّتِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. Don't go off and live all alone in earth or in nature, because seeing nature or visiting or siyaha, tourism, whatever we want to translate this word as, فَلَا تَسِحْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَإِنَّ سِيَاحَةُ أُمَّتِي. The siyaha of my ummah is in masajid. When we're talking about this, we mean that, as I said, isolating yourself from society is very, very bad.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream, sweet.
That was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.